Welcome to Friends with Pineapples. This podcast is intended for adult audiences only. If you are not over the age of 18 and interested in listening to sexually explicit stories and opinions, please leave now.
We are two millennial best friend couples who share our experiences and opinions on the swinger lifestyle to shed light on the positives and against the negative stigma.
These are our own views, thoughts, and opinions. Nothing we say should be taken as professional advice or anything other than entertainment.
Now that we have that out of the way, come join us. We are Friends with Pineapples.
Welcome or welcome back to Friends with Pineapples. I am Paul.
I am Nikki.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Blake.
All right. And I think today's episode, we're going to talk about acceptance.
Acceptance in the lifestyle.
Acceptance in ethical non-monogamy space.
Okay, Mr. Professional.
Okay. That's acceptance.
Acceptance.
Acceptance. All right, bye, y'all.
I accept you. We are done.
You are accepted.
Acceptance.
I feel like we've talked about in previous episodes that there are a lot of ways in the lifestyle that there is a lot of acceptance, just of individuals, different body types, different personalities. And so we kind of want to highlight some of the positives, the acceptance mm-hmm. that we've felt and seen in the lifestyle. And then we also want to touch on just a couple areas that we feel like the community could do better or strive to be more accepting in.
Yep. I know in the 11 years Nikki and I have been in, we've seen people. Actually, I think our first party that we went to in Louisiana, the first club that we went to in Louisiana, we got a big close-up taste of acceptance.
Oh, right? My goodness, yes. And, like, the confidence boost. Like, yes. Not even because of, like, the acknowledgement that was, like, I received or you received.
Yeah.
But just how everybody, like, it was just... It was a really, not a close-knit, I mean, it was a pretty close-knit group we ended up hanging out with most of the mm-hmm. night, but they accepted us and just, like, pulled us into their typical conversations.
Yeah.
And didn't bat an eyelash.
Yeah.
But I'll let you tell that story.
Oh, well, I mean, you can. I know you're writing notes as we're recording, so.
It's what I do.
No, so when we got there, like, we're sitting around back and we're just talking to people and they're making us feel like super, super welcome. They're actually engaging in conversation with us, trying to get to know us. And it was an awesome experience. But I remember all of us, like, on the back patio, and they were talking to us, they were getting to know us. And there was a female sitting near Nikki and I, and she was not in sexy clothes, but she was still there just to hang out and have a good time and hang out with her friends. But I remember some girl walked in and said, "There's my bitch." And this girl that walked in was just absolutely stunning, beautiful, like, just, oh my God, she was a goddess. Like, she was beautiful. Walked up to her. They start.
We were also
they
pretty
start,
sure she was a stripper.
Yeah. But they start making out in front of everybody. And at that point, I realized, like, man, this type of space for the acceptance is unlike any I've ever experienced.
Like, and this girl that she walked up to that was sitting with us,
she didn't have her hair done, no makeup.
Yeah, no makeup, no hair done. Like, she looked, I think she had sweatpants on and, like, an old, like, grunge band t-shirt.
Yeah.
And she was heavier than I am, or at least around the same as I was at the time when we went.
Yeah.
So it was a huge confidence boost for me, because I'm like, if that can pull that, then I should have no problem.
Yeah. And, well, not to make it sound like conceited, just saying that the acceptance
because
space.
I mean, I've talked on here about, like, having confidence issues. when I'm, especially when I'm with Ash and her skinny ass.
Sorry.
But, yeah, I mean, we, at that point, we got to realize that everybody is there for the, and we actually, everybody's there for the right reasons. Everybody's there to hang out with their friends for acceptance and whatever else.
Hey, and this, blah, blah, blah. This specific night, there was actually
a little person.
A little person.
Don't
there.
Say it.
I'm not going to.
You were about to.
No, it reminded me of the conversation at our get together that one.
But this dude but anyways, had a haul going.
Oh my God. It was hilarious because he was so funny.
Yeah.
But then we started playing beer pong. And then the next thing you know, he walks out with, I think it was the girl we thought was a stripper.
Yeah.
And they're both fully nude. That's first kind of club, house party, whatever we had been to. So, I mean, it was funny because I wasn't expecting it in the middle of playing beer pong. And we turn around and he's right there. And I'm like, definitely three legs because it's yeah. just as long as the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he had to tuck that shit in a sock. Like, it was massive.
I looked at Paul like wide eyed and was like, is that real?
But I mean, we ended up adopting their rules or their number
and
one.
And we were actually like Facebook friends with that specific guy for a little while after going.
Yeah. And we talked to him every now and then, mm-hmm. and then we just, we lost chat with him. But that yeah. does happen,
yeah,
you know, within the space.
Especially considering the fact that we were in another town, like we don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, we ended up adopting their rule, which is everybody's a 10. No one's better than anybody else. And I can genuinely say that club made us feel that way. And that's what we've seen throughout our time in the lifestyle. It doesn't matter what job you have, how much money you make, what color you are, what your size are, anything. It's super, super accepting. The lifestyle is super, super accepting. But either the only difference is either A, you're a good person and you do right by people, or B, you're a piece of shit. And that's it. And you do shitty things to other people,
you
right?
Calling people pieces of shit.
Yeah. Well, I don't really like calling people pieces of shit. It's just if they're being shitty people, I have no problem calling them a shitty person.
Calling them out on being a shitty person?
Correct. Yeah. But and that's a thing. Like within the lifestyle, we have seen a few of the shitty people, mm-hmm. right? But
unfortunately, they exist everywhere.
Yeah, they do. And they're going to be there no matter where you're at. There's always going to be some shitty type of people that don't care about your well-being or your mental health or anything like that. But I will say, on a percentage-wise, I'm going to say 95% of us being in the lifestyle has been genuine people.
Mm-hmm.
That accept you for you.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Like the majority of the people we've personally met have been accepting.
For the most part, I haven't seen slut shaming. Mm-hmm. I have not seen body shaming.
Nope.
Well, I mean, I have seen body shaming, but it's most people don't put up with that shit and they'll kick them out of the chats mm-hmm. or whatever. I have not seen racism at all.
No. Well,
I haven't. I have never seen it.
No, it's not that I've seen it. It's just I've known people who will get out of chats with interracial couples.
And that's so fucking stupid. Yes. And that's one of the things that honestly I think we need to work on,
like,
as a community.
They don't shame them or anything, and they don't make any comments, but they'll say, like, if you ask them like why they left a chat or whatever, they'll specifically say because of the racial couple.
Well, at least they are respectful and just remove themselves from the
yes.
situation.
And that's what I'm
saying.
But they are respectful enough to not say it to people.
But it's still...
it's still their reason.
Yeah. Not the greatest really reason up, for
yeah,
anyone to remove
so
someone
stupid.
From the chat.
You don't know them, so...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, like, there has to... that may not be something that they're attracted to.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to leave a whole group for it.
Correct,
yeah.
because they could still be kick-ass people and exactly. great friends.
Part of the acceptance in this community, and you know, the everyone is a 10 and no one's better than anyone, doesn't mean you're going to like everyone or be physically attracted to every single person, but that you can accept that there are people that maybe you aren't physically attracted to mm-hmm. that still have a value in this space yeah. that someone
oh,
yeah. else
oh,
will
everybody
be attracted
has a value.
To. Exactly. And that's just such a well upheld thing within this community.
Oh, yeah.
And something that I was explaining, like you mentioned, you haven't seen body shaming and things like that. I was explaining that to someone who really was interested in looking at a hotel takeover, but was kind of hesitant. They were like, I'm really self-conscious about myself. I just don't know if I could kind of put myself out in that space. And I was like, honestly, that was what was so eye-opening for me in our first 1 to 2 hotel takeovers, is being able to just walk down the hallway of the floor of a hotel takeover and see someone fully nude, someone in a partial state of dress, someone in sexy lingerie, someone that's fully clothed, and all of it's okay. No one is going to give you a weird
body
look.
Styles.
Yeah, you can be, you know, larger, skinny, you could be super tall, super short, doesn't matter. It's just completely, like, everything is okay. And no one mm-hmm. looks at you funny
exactly.
because you decided to wear this or you decided to be more undressed than someone else, because everyone has their own comfort levels. And it's just kind of inherently okay that you can be who you want to be and at your own comfort level in these settings. And that's a beautiful thing to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's helped me, I can say.
Yeah.
With my confidence, like, I know. Like, the first time we went to the Tin Box, we had the girl that we saw on the back patio, and I was like, I want to be able to be comfortable on that one day mm-hmm. coming to a club.
And I think you are. Like,
no,
I mean,
yeah,
now
I'm, but,
you
like,
are.
It's been, what, almost three years since we've been going to the Tin Box? Yeah.
No,
two and
four.
A half? Four?
Yes, it's been 4 or 5 years. We got our membership card when they got theirs.
It's like 3 years.
Yeah.
I think.
So.
But yeah, I mean, like, that first time walking down the hallway, I saw this extremely gorgeous Asian chick. And I mean, she was just a knockout. And I'm over here feeling pretty confident in myself, too, because I had kind of let loose and I was walking around in lingerie. That was pretty revealing. And it was just amazing to be able to walk down the hallway and know that, like, many people looked at me in the same way they would look at her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though I would sit here and say she's definitely hotter than me and she was just drop dead gorgeous, but like, I felt just as respected in the setting. I felt just as beautiful that night, even though, like, in my own head, I might not put myself in the same category as her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely get that feeling too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as a guy, they has been really accepting for me as well. They've, like, when we first started, like, going to clubs, and, you know, that was one thing I was struggling with, was same room sex and everything, is like performance anxiety. And I remember talking to some of the guys there, and they're like, dude, fucking own it. Like, it's okay. We're all here to have a good time. It doesn't, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't mean shit. Just fucking own it and go for it. And I started doing that, and that's actually helped me. And that's what I'm saying, like, they're so accepting to even, but like, even give me that type of advice.
Oh yeah.
A lot of people not within ethical non-monogamous lifestyle wouldn't even talk to you about shit like that. They'd just, oh man, this is awkward, and go about their fucking day, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't even talk to you about it. So I will say, within the lifestyle, I think you're able to open up more to people that are in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk to them about, like, your insecurities, or not just insecurities, but like insecurities and like problems within the lifestyle, and kind of get guidance from people, or get a different type of perspective that could potentially help you in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You're able to openly work through those things more. And I really feel like you're often able to be a lot truer version of yourself.
I was just about to say that, like, you're okay to be 100% you all the time.
Yep.
Even if people think like, okay, that girl's weird, but in the same sentence, it'd be like, that girl's weird, but she's actually pretty cool. It's never, oh, that girl's just weird, stay away from her. Or, that girl's just weird, I wouldn't talk to her. It's, that girl's pretty weird, but she's also really cool, you should go talk to her.
Yeah.
Type
yeah.
of thing.
Like, you know, in high school, you talk about the clickiness and mm-hmm. how everyone has, like, their groups and there's all this, like, social segregation and stuff. And I just personally have not experienced that in the lifestyle. I'm sure in certain club settings there can be a little bit of cliquishness, but for the most part, people are going to be more open to everyone in this lifestyle uh-huh. than you would experience in most other settings.
Now, no matter what you're into, there's always going to be cliques.
There's always
going to be cliques. And there are cliques, but the majority of the time, those cliques are
still accepting.
Yes, very still accepting. They just tend to take us, for example, right? To some, we would be a clique. Honestly, to some, we would be a clique, and to some, they feel out of place coming to hang out with the four of us because they're not a part of our group, right? And that's their own insecurities, and that, mm-hmm. that's them getting to their own heads. But there is a clique.
Well, I mean,
it's just... We're very accepting of everybody, and we would love when people come and hang out and mm-hmm. when they get to know us and whatever else, but it's always a perception of a clique, yeah. right?
I mean, like, yeah. well, the last time we went to the club, all like the four of us.
Yeah.
Like our little powwow on the back patio.
Yeah.
Like people walking by would have assumed that was just like our little clique and we were just taking over that little area, but like... They were still coming up and talking to us, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I hadn't met the majority of those people ever in my life before.
Same. We only met...
We were fast friends.
We only met two of them.
Three
two
of those three couples. Of
them. Yeah. yeah. A lot of those were all new people.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But great but groups just of people, though. By walking by, you would never know that, like, the majority of us all just met.
Yeah.
So, I mean, perception is a real thing, though.
It is everything.
You know, like, perception is reality.
It
right?
might look Less, like a click, but... Go talk to them because they might all be brand new to each other too.
But I mean, there is, I hate the word clique, right? Because you could have just some really good friends that you typically do shit mm-hmm. all together with.
I guess when I don't say like that, I really more mean like the kind of situation where like you're a clique and you shun new connection people, yeah. and new people.
Yeah.
Or, like, feel like you have a standard within your group that has to be met to be a part of your group. Like, whereas in this kind of lifestyle, even if there are, like we said, groups like us or, you know, groups of people that maybe at all just met each other, they're going to be more accepting to someone just walking up and be like, hey, I'm new here, first time here tonight, trying to meet some people. And most of the time you're going to be received with, hey, nice to meet you, like. Come and join in the conversation, join yeah. in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just going to invite you. More of them are going to invite you into their circle mm-hmm. in a lot more friendly way than I've ever experienced in any other social setting.
See, I never said, like, this is our clique. I always said, this is our tribe, yep. right? Mm-hmm. I always use that term, or used to,
yeah.
until well, all like, of our tribe left us. Yeah, they all moved.
Except for, like, two people.
Yeah.
But... No, like our tribe, and we would always call them our tribe because they were the ones that we knew we could always count on no matter what. Like we yeah. mentioned them in the podcast before about like the ones that while he was away on business, rearranged their schedules to come help me whenever I had a newborn at home and he couldn't leave where he was at to come help me.
Yeah.
But we always knew like we had each other's back. Yeah. We were there to hang out. We were there to play. We were there doing family shit together. Like, we were a whole...
Tribe. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, it takes a village, but, like, it was our tribe.
So, have y'all ever... I can't really speak for the rest of y'all, but I know I can speak for myself. I haven't really witnessed any disrespect, and I've only experienced nothing but... good things. Well, mostly good things. But
we have witnessed some, but they were handled appropriately.
Yes. But like, have y'all ever witnessed like someone doing some real sketchy ass shit to people and like not for the right reasons and not accepting people? Like, have you seen that?
Not, no, our experiences are limited at this point, but no, we haven't experienced that. And the only times that we've seen any sort of disrespect or lack of, you know, following people's boundaries, those things, like you said, they've been handled really well by the people hosting or surrounding or things like that. Yeah. One thing, though, that you've mentioned, Paul, that you've noticed is oftentimes there's maybe a little less acceptance, or I guess
like what we need to work on as a community. Yeah, like
less acceptance with some of the transgender or LGBT groups, yes. Or particularly same thing we've touched on before, like bi men. Not that they're not accepted within the space, but maybe that they're not given the same treatment.
Respect.
Yeah, the same respect that others are. Or even that agree. They're a little bit singled out. So let's talk about that. Like, what do you feel we could do better as a community?
So when you want to answer this question, you got to look at the times, right? Why haven't we accepted that change? Why haven't we been more accepting to them? I think it's based on the generation that we grew up in, or that the ones that are a little bit older than us that are still doing these clubs, the generation that they've grown up in and what has been acceptable for them growing up and how they were raised rather than what it is now. I think that we are making headway towards trans acceptance. I think we are making headway towards bi male acceptance. I just think it's going to take a little bit more time. And I think that our generation will be that change, because we have a sense of openness and acceptance.
Yeah.
Then let's say, not saying older generation, but well, fuck it. Older generation, well, like
our parents.
Yeah, like older generation, they were not really taught to accept that like we were, or that we have decided to accept, right? I mean, we were talking to Front Porch Swingers and they were talking about, single men, right? I think it's complete bullshit if a gay couple goes to a swingers club and then they charge them single male rate for each one of them. And so instead of paying that couple rate, and they are a fucking couple, instead of paying that couple rate of 50, yes.
Yep.
Of $50 to $80, right? Instead of paying that rate of $50 to $80, now they have to pay that fucking premium of $200 to $400 a fucking night for each one of them to even go to, and I think it's really fucked up.
Yeah, that
I don't necessarily
just singling out
a lot of clubs
couple.
Have
yeah.
like
oh and they'll
single
tell them.
Men that want to go there, but like Front Porch Swinger said, like.
They don't want
them. They don't really want them, but they'll take your money if you want to pay the price. And, but, like, yeah. You're not really wanted there. And that's crazy to me, because there are people that want just
correct
the men.
100% correct. Or it's just like a trans female, right? She's that individual has gone through procedures and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But, and she goes, they go as a female.
Mm-hmm.
But they get fucking charged male rate, single male rate.
Mm-hmm.
When biologically single females, right, are typically free to get in.
Or very, very or discounted.
Very discounted to where it's no more than $20 to get in. Just like, I do not agree with that. I fucking, that irritates the shit out of me that some clubs would even do that.
Yeah, I agree. I think going back to what you were saying about the generations and acceptance, I think a big part of the overall LGBTQ plus movement has just been about acceptance.
Yeah.
Because people are, you know, with trans or just how they identify.
Yeah.
Most people aren't doing it because they care about what you think. They just want you to accept them mm-hmm. as they are.
Yep.
It's not, it's just, this is who I am. You can, you should just accept me as a human. Yeah. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to like that person yeah. and want to do anything with them, but just
approve of what they do or whatever, but accept them.
Yeah, as a person.
There are people, they're humans, they have real feelings and real emotions and all of that. Like, treat them like a person.
I know Ash is like itching to get in on this conversation. She's over on the couch dealing with something and she's like, I have something to say.
Comments across the room.
Do you feel that evening the prices, making the prices non-gendered or just for couples and singles or anything like that within clubs and events, do you feel that that would help at least even the right kind of crowds that are welcome in clubs? Like, for instance, for singles, you know, they have to pay higher rates. Yeah. If that wasn't a thing, you would have more singles in the club. But do you feel that that would make an impact?
No. So I only say this because look at the demographic of swingers, right? So the demographic of swingers is not, the majority is not low 30s and under, right? The demographic are typically 40 and up.
Mm-hmm.
So of swinger lifestyles, of couples that go. So the only reason why I say no is because in the event that they start doing that, they're going to lose money because majority of the couples will not then go, because the majority of the couples that are in that demographic are not going to be accepting.
The only thing I could find that it could help with, like singles and couples, is for gay couples or lesbian couples, because like Paul had said earlier, gay men, gay couples going to the club would be charged as two single men instead of a couple like the others.
Yeah.
And if they were charged as a couple and not gendered, like we were talking mm-hmm. about,
that would make it more fair for them, but it wouldn't yes. actually help with the acceptance.
No,
aspect,
absolutely not. Absolutely okay. not. No,
it wouldn't help
because
with the acceptance.
It doesn't matter where you go, whatever club, whatever resort or anything, you're always going to see female on female play. That's always going to happen. That's almost like a prerequisite.
But that's something I want to talk
in the
about
lifestyle.
As well.
Yeah, and we'll get there. But like, that's almost like a prerequisite, right? But if two couples that are all bi go into a playroom, right? Let's say they go into the like group room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing with just them, right? And the guys start doing something. If the girls are doing something, the whole crowd is going to love that, right? But as soon as the guy touches the other guy, the room is going to get fucking cleared out. And I don't agree with it, because we're all supposed to be loving. We're all supposed to be accepting.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you getting freaked out over someone doing something with someone else that's not fucking you?
And I yeah. feel like
that's not, they'd have nothing to do with you. They're not trying to fuck you. They're in their own space.
Yeah.
They're having their own
but
fun.
On that, I like the comment that was made to us a while ago when we were having this discussion with some friends. And it was said that half the time when other men get uncomfortable,
yeah,
it's because either A, they are interested in it and don't want to accept it, or two, they don't think they are interested in it, but really they secretly are, and they just don't want to let on to it.
I don't necessarily think that that's true, right? I think that I think
everyone.
That some
not
people,
for everyone, but I bet for some of them it is.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll be honest, I was that fucking way before I accepted who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. I was that way.
And that's what I'm saying.
I was the same fucking dude that was constantly making gay jokes and not in a good manner. And I'll be the first to admit that this is my fuck up. But I was the same guy making gay jokes when it was uncalled for. I was the same guy judging a trans that we saw on the street. I was the same guy judging two guys holding hands walking down the street. Mm-hmm. And it all stemmed because I was uncomfortable with my own fucking self. And I wasn't taking acceptance of me.
Yeah.
It's hard for someone to not accept their own self. And it's really a fucked up, sad thing.
Yeah.
When someone can't accept their self, at that point, you don't know if you can ever be accepted from anybody else. So you have to accept yourself before you can even think about being accepted by anybody else.
Well, and how you just said that reminds me of one of the comments we got from one of our listeners who had said that they were in a relationship for, what, 15 years?
27.
Oh, yeah. And he was just unhappy because he couldn't be himself. And now he's in a happy relationship, openly bi.
Yeah.
And living his life to the fullest.
And I think what a lot of people need to keep in mind in those group play settings is anyone can go into a group play setting and see something that is not their cup of tea. Maybe that's not their thing or not their kink or whatever. And what do? You just don't engage. You Correct. Look away. You find what is your thing. Same Yep. thing should go for all these older generations, all the people who are uncomfortable with trans or gay or anyone else. If you go into a group play setting and you see that happening and you're uncomfortable about it, look away.
Or fucking
focus
leave.
On someone
Turn
else.
Turn your head like 30 degrees
and you'll
to
probably
a different
find
side.
Something else that you do like. Yep. It just if that is that big of a concern for you that you can't even be in the same room, that's when you need to stop. And like Paul said, you need to be evaluating yourself because the issue is not the other people in the room. The issue is within you.
Now, I do want to put this out there because we've been talking about the older generation a lot. Not all of the older generation
absolutely
are that way.
There are and a lot of older generations that are very accepting.
Yes.
There's also plenty from younger generations that
are just as judgy.
Very
yeah,
judgmental.
That are just
Have you never been in a fucking Call of Duty group chat?
Oh,
like,
Lord. Yeah.
It's fucking bad. That's yeah. why I don't play games like that. Because, one, I hate those words. And, I'm guilty of using those words. But yeah. I think us as a community, we have to overlook what is right. Like, we have to open up our minds. We have mm-hmm. to open up ourselves. And we have to.
We should openly embrace them with correct. Acceptance like we do just the typical swingers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Just the male-female couples that are swingers. They all should be accepted just like them.
And so I think part of the overarching point here is we all have work to do. We all play a part in it. Mm-hmm. And in general, we all just have to do better, you know? We all just have to try harder to make sure that we're not singling people out, that we're not treating people differently because of an orientation or anything like that. And so if everyone collectively works to just do better and be better to those people or to everyone, then I feel like that will slowly make progress. Obviously, like you said, it's going to take time.
Well, I feel like this episode, we're probably going to lose listeners.
Well, fuck them.
But it is,
I don't
it
care.
Is a very extreme, like in the now, like topic that there are struggles with. Mm-hmm. And we're, like we've always said, pretty much from the beginning, we wanted to be like educational or helpful and help people get through whatever while talking
by
about what
opinions.
We're doing. Yeah, yeah, by talking about like how we feel, what we've done, what we do. And this is one of those. We've seen it. Paul and I at least have. I don't know about Blake and Ash, but Paul and I have seen it. And it's one of those things that we're like, damn, that sucks because they're really cool people. Like, why are you going to judge them when you're not giving them the chance?
And people are judging people. Like, there's some people that in the lifestyle that judge people strictly based on the fucking color of their hair. Mm-hmm. And
we've seen that happen.
Oh, we have too.
I like how we all looked at Ash when you said that.
Well, yeah.
Well, because
we have
specifically
we
had, happened.
Yeah. With, it, yeah.
No, I know. Yeah.
It happened with us, and they're like, oh, we don't like her because she has purple hair. The fuck does that have to do with anything?
Anything. Yeah.
Like, that has nothing to do with you. That's her own look. Just because
and
she
also,
has
like,
purple hair doesn't
sometimes
mean.
Sometimes confuse. Like, just because, okay, maybe.
Is it okay that I had your hair color in there? Okay.
Just because you're maybe not attracted to a trans person or you're not attracted to someone with purple hair.
Oh, that's
that
on my bucket list.
Doesn't mean you can't be be open and accepting. Just don't play with them. I mean, everybody gets to make that choice of who they actually play with, but that doesn't mean that you have to be rude or, you know, single people out or treat them differently.
That could be your best friend.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean, going off of hair, like, everybody that in the lifestyle now has only seen me with, like, natural hair, but, fuck, 10 or 15 years ago, I had bright-ass orange hair.
Yeah, and I have gray hair.
Purple.
So
it's not okay. Purple. I had magenta. I had dark purple, like the pinkish purple and blue. But like, you would never know that looking at me today.
So, Blake, you were wanting to say something. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was a while ago. But if you want to like rewind, you know, no, I was just saying that as far as like the clearing out the room thing, people feeling uncomfortable because you had said bi men that trans and gay couples kind of have the same issues with engaging in group play settings and people being uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, and that's where I go back to the, if you don't like it, look the fuck away
or go somewhere else. It's that simple.
Check out another room.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, check out a different room. Come back 30 minutes later, they'll probably won't even be in there anymore. Well, maybe an hour.
Or two.
Depends.
But, I mean, you know, this is something that myself and Nikki, we've always really talked about, like, wanting to do. We want to open up a club and have a safe space for everybody. And I know I've talked to you about it.
Yeah.
As well, you know, both of y'all about it. And there's one club in Dallas that I'm itching to go to. Because they are strictly LGBTQ friendly. That's how they like label it. Hmm. Now it's like a BDSM club, but you see some cordon for other people. You see some wild shit in there.
But just because it's a BDSM club, like, and we're not specifically
a BDSM
like
couple
heavy into BDSM or doing that in the lifestyle. We do it in our own bedroom.
Yeah.
But, like, not heavily anyways. But, like, the fact that they accept gay, trans, lesbian, bi, all of it is what intrigues me about going and trying it. And just seeing what's there, because you're not going to see all of that at a typical swingers club.
No, you won't. But, yeah, I think that we are growing as a community.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's going to take a little bit more time and a little bit more like willingness to.
There is more acceptance today.
Yeah.
For the topics absolutely. That we've discussed with like trans, gay, bi, all of that. There's more acceptance today than there was when we first got into the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like when we first got into the lifestyle, it was every couple we met. We're like, you're not a bi guy, are you? Like, because we don't buck with them.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't get that anymore.
No.
But on this topic as well, another thing that I feel like is lacking acceptance in the lifestyle is females who are not bi.
Yeah.
Straight females get just as much shit as bi men.
Yeah.
Because it, like we've said, it's almost like a prerequisite for the lifestyles for the female to be bi.
Yeah.
And there are so many out there that are not, that get put down because they're not.
Or they'll play with a female just to where they can
be included.
Be included. And I think that is...
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I'm bi, but like I have times where I'm like, nah, I'm not really feeling the bi side of it today. Like I want the dick.
Yeah, yeah. See, yeah. And I identify with that. Like there are times when you really just, you know what you're wanting in mm-hmm. that evening, in that setting. And maybe you don't want to be as bi that night. Maybe you don't want to engage in that kind of activity. And right. that can be looked down upon like, oh, what's wrong with you? Like, don't you like women? Well, maybe sometimes. I mean, but is that a problem if I don't want to tonight?
Do you not like me because you've eaten other girls' pussies but not mine? No, I'm just kidding.
eating your pussy.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying in general. But like, I, even on the nights like where I've wanted to and the other female hasn't, I haven't ever felt that it was me that was the issue. Mm-hmm. Because I understand, like, it's not always something I want to do.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There are times where I really do want to do it, but it's not an every time we play type of thing. And
yeah. Well, yeah, like one of the unicorns I met, that she was saying, you know, I am bi, but I'm really more into women. And I was like, well, that's awesome. You know, I'm bi, but I'm actually really more into men. But sometimes I'm pretty into women, just not all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that it just needs to be more okay. There's a level of bi-ness.
For females.
Oh, there's a level of bi-ness throughout everybody. For everybody.
Yeah.
But I just think that we need to, that changes, that ebbs, it flows, and that it's okay either direction.
But I mean, I think that we are making headway. It's mm-hmm. just going to take a little bit more time. And like Ash said, you know, you said, Nikki, like old people got to stick together. Like I think we're going to be.
We need to start a swingers retirement home.
Just like start putting down payments on like rooms as.
No,
we need to make an actual swingers retirement home.
And own it so we can live in it when we're old.
Yes, but if we start a lifestyle retirement home, we can start charging people now for like prepayments.
Oh, like reserving their space.
Yes, reserving their space when they're
kind of like estate planning, but like pre.
Yeah, and then of course we're going to be inclusive to everybody, right? Gay men, bi men, gay women, bi women,
straight women,
the full LGBTQ. The full we will be open to all that.
LGBTQ, that sounds like a fun swinger
lifestyle, old folks home. Yep. Let's go.
But yeah, I know during this episode I got kind of like heated and started screaming in the microphone.
You were yelling at one point, yeah?
Yelling at the mic.
I feel so strong about this because I was that piece of shit that was not accepting. And
felt like you were yelling at me.
Now I'm sorry.
Just
but
kidding.
Like now that I've accepted who I am, mm-hmm. like I want the change so bad to happen. And that's honestly the only thing we need to work on.
We have a different perspective of it now because we were part of it.
Yeah, we were a part of the problem
before.
So now let's be a part of the solution.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why this episode, like we've been wanting to do this episode for so long. And I think now.
Pre-podcast.
Yeah, pre-podcast. We kind of mentioned it beforehand, mm-hmm. but like I was part of the problem. Well, fuck. Now I'm going to make sure that I'm part of the solution in any way that I possibly can.
I love it. So if you out there listening feel like, man, maybe I've been part of the problem or I haven't been part of the solution, it's okay. We all have time and opportunity to do better, to try harder, and to be accepting.
All right. Yeah, this is a pretty deep one, but...
Yeah.
Bye.
Important.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye. If you've liked this episode, please give us a 5-star rating. And for any comments, questions, or concerns, feel free to email us at friendswithpineapples@gmail.com. Thanks.
Perfect.